Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another Saturday Night Live stream with me as we open up another bottle of wine, sit back, relax, and enjoy one of our favorite beverages. Just sit around and chat and just have a good time. I'm Rick, and this is Drink with Rick. And tonight we're going to open up a bottle of this is a really, really interesting wine. This is, let me get a shot of this. Let me pull it up here. This is the Museum Reserva. This is a 2014 Museum Reserva. This is the Baron d'Alay Museum Reserva. And this I picked up at the wine store. And wine store down here in my local area here in Charlotte. This is a very interesting wine, and I like it for a number of reasons. It is a Tempranillo, and I do like some Tempranillos, and this is become one of my favorites. I have tried this wine before. I've tried a couple of bottles, but I wanted to open it up tonight and tell you about it and share it with you. Now, this is an interesting wine because I've seen it for sale. Well, I've seen it on sale for online from anywhere from $25 to $50 a bottle. I don't really think it goes for that much, but I picked mine up for $15 a bottle. And I picked up one bottle and I thought, wow, this is really, really good wine. So I've been buying it. And what's really cool is that it comes I've got to show this to you. It comes in a neat box, six of them. It comes in a really cool box. Looks like this. And this, I think a Museum Reserva. And what's cool about this is, I just think it's kind of classy. The wood in there separates the bottles. It'll take six bottles. And if you buy six of these, they provide you with the box for free, which is pretty cool. It's a nice, it's kind of a nice showpiece, I guess. It's something to have on the wine bar or next to the wine bar. It's pretty cool. I rather enjoy this this box. So, but that's not why I bought the wine. I didn't just buy the wine for the box, okay? And this box was actually provided for me, to me from Wine Store. It was nice of them to give me one. But I picked this up, and I'm going to open it up, and we're going to try it out. And, of course, I did not bring my glass. I forgot my glass. So, if I can put it on pause for just a minute, and I'll be right back with you, and I will go grab a glass. In the meantime, let me show you this really nice picture of this really nice burger, because it goes pretty good with burgers. I will be back momentarily. Okay, I'm back. Yeah, believe it or not, I forgot my glass. I had to run all the way downstairs and grab my glass. first time I've ever done that. But of course, you might say, well, Rick, you don't need a glass. If it's a good wine, all you have to do is just open it up and just drink it straight from the bottle. And I bet everybody would like to see me do that. Maybe one day I will, but not tonight. Tonight, I need a glass because it's been a bit of a day, and I think I just want to sip this and enjoy it rather than just chug it from the bottle. So without any further ado, let's go ahead and open this bottle of Museum Reserva. Let's see if I can. So I'm going to use my fancy cutter here. This is the one that my wife Chi provided for me. It was part of a set that that she purchased for me. She got it from an estate sale. It's part of this set here with this opener. This is a really cool bottle opener. The way it works, put my little clutch here and pull it right out. It's a nice, easy, simple way to do the cork. And also, to get the cork out of there, I just go through it again, but just do it in reverse. And there's the cork. Very cool. I love this contraption. It's really cool. I wonder how long it took them to come up with this. Really neat little opener. Anyway, this is the bottle of Museum Reserva. And this is 2014. This, according to the bottle, the old Tempranillo wines, some of them more than 100 years old. Poor pebbly soils at more than 700 meters in, above in the Castilian Plateau. Low yields in a harsh continental climate. The dramatic thermal contrast between winter and summer, night and day, all contribute in making a museum a unique wine. The hand sorting of the bunches, a careful elaboration in order to preserve the fruit, and as long the wine demands, aging in French oak, result in a wine that is generous in nuances with hints of cherries, plums, fennel, body, and aftertaste. Matches roasted lamb and suckling pig, as well as red meats, to perfection. And it does recommend that you serve this between 68 and 64 degrees. Now, I did not chill this wine ahead of time. I didn't chill this wine. I could have, but I didn't. In my haste to get up here and get started with the wine stream tonight, I did not take the time to do that. But it will be enjoyable nonetheless, I'm sure. I'm going to pour a little bit of this wine. And we're going to check it for body. Once again, this is a Tempranillo from Spain, 2014. Give it a good swirling here. Okay, well, it's a little more vigorous than that so it can release all the flavors so it can smell everything. And let's see what kind of it does have legs. And it is full bodied. It does have a lot of body to it. I can smell the cherry. It does have notes of cherry, red cherry. Some floral notes to it. I don't smell any fennel, but let's see, maybe it's in the taste. You know what? I do taste fennel. I do. It is actually stronger than I would have expected. Now, once again, I have had this wine before, but it seemed like the fennel wasn't as pronounced the first time I had it as it is this time. Maybe it's because my nose is a little clear tonight, so maybe I can pick it out a little bit more. Definitely taste the fennel in it. Now, if you don't like fennel, then this wine might not be for you, but I would say that it is worth trying. It is definitely worth trying, tasting out. In fact, I'm going to try some more. In fact, I think I'll try a lot more. And let's see, who's watching us? Who's in the chat here? Rob has joined the chat. Hi, Rob. Tommy, I see Tommy in the chat. He's watching as well. And it's good to see you both. Let's see who else we have here. We may have some folks in on YouTube because we have added YouTube to the chat recently. And let's see. I think looks like Gina's in the chat here. Hi, Gina. And let's see. I think she is. Let's see. Okay. It's kind of hard to see. I can't see everybody. Oh, yes. Gina is in the chat. There she is. Yes. fennel. And it's quite good. It's quite good. Did I spell that right? It's hard to see that. I have to get a new, I'm getting a new monitor. By the way, I am in the process of updating the studio here a little bit as we go along. I'm doing this a little bit as we go along because, like everything else, the wine stream's been a bit of an experiment, and it's something that I've really started to enjoy. I mean, well, I did the first time because I drank the whole bottle, but I've been really enjoying this. I've been having a great time doing it, and I think I'm just going to continue on and do it for as long as people are willing to watch, and as long as everyone's willing to participate. Yeah, hello, Gina, and I'm sure I'm glad to see you there. I hope everything's going well with you, and I hope everything's fine there your way. We're getting some storms here this weekend, so it's pretty stormy. We had some lightning, a little bit of thunder earlier today, and we're supposed to get really, really hammered tomorrow. I know. Looks like I'm getting really, really hammered tonight. Okay, but that's a different kind of hammered. I couldn't resist my own pun. Anyway, so where was I going with this? Anyway, Gina says everything's definitely going. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear that, Gina. I hope if you're just joining us in the chat, join us, say hi. Say hi in the comments. Let me know you're here, and talk to me. Tell me what's going on. Tell me what's happening. How your week was going, and open up a bottle of your favorite beverage and join me. This is just sort of a sit back, relax, chat with each other, talk, have a good time. And you know what? Gina just reminded me of something. She's my sister, and she just wanted to know, did you realize my birthday is National Wine Day? Yes, I did, Gina. I have not forgotten that. I have not forgotten it at all. And I did know that. Trust me, I can't say any more right now, but I'm going to say happy birthday in advance. And actually, this is for you, Gina. Happy birthday in advance. But on the 25th, May 25th. You know, as a matter of fact, what day is May 25th? That is a Thursday. Thursday after next. Do you have any big plans for your birthday, Gina? Do you have any big plans at all? Gina says, haha, we all know it's totally appropriate. Yes, it is. For those of you who don't know, my sister is also a wine, I would like to say a sommelier. Would that be correct? She's a wine, I don't want to say wine snob. My sister's not a snob. I like to say a sommelier, which is a wine aficionado, a wine connoisseur. She has actually suggested some of the wines that I've had in the past. She has suggested several of them to me. I don't think any of them are up here at the moment. Well, you know what? There is a Rodney Strong down there. I had a Rodney Strong some time back on her recommendation. They sell those at Trader Joe's. Thank you. I had always passed it up. I'd seen it for years on the shelf, always passed it up because I thought, I don't know. One of my favorite wines they had there was the Alexander Fitch. And then one day they just disappeared on the shelves. And I said, well, when are you going to get some more of that? And they said, well, we don't think we're going to get any more of it. And they couldn't give me an explanation as to why. And, of course, I've seen the Rodney Strong wines there all the time. I know that Gina recently mentioned Rodney Strong a few times. And you did, Gina. Your birthday is a Saturday. Let me see. Hold on a second. Did I look at that wrong? Oh, you know what? You're right. You're right. Because I'm looking at April. I did not. Sorry. My apologies. I'm multitasking up here. For those who don't know, when you're doing something like this, there you've got a lot of things going on here on the screen. And I was multitasking. I thought when I pulled it up for a May calendar, and it was April calendar. My apologies, Gina. You're right. It is on a Saturday. It is on a Saturday. And I'll tell you what we're going to do. Let's see. Saturday, May 25th. You know what I think I'll do? I think I will, in honor of your birthday, I think we'll do a special wine stream Saturday night, a birthday wine stream for Gina. We'll have a little online party. I'll try to pull something really, really special. I won't be Rodney Strong, but it'll be something really special, and we'll open up and drink it and celebrate your birthday. How about that? And I think that'll be a lot of fun. Cool. Yeah. I will make a point of that. We'll say Saturday the 25th of May, and I have some time to really put something good together for that celebration, and we'll do it. We'll do it. And I'm not going to ask you, because I am a gentleman. I'm your brother, but I'm also a gentleman. I'm not going to ask you how old you're going to be. So if you want to volunteer, that's okay, but I'm not going to ask. But although I already know, because I know where I'm placed in the family. So I already know, but I'm not going to. Gina says she's in. She's all in on this. So we'll make a point to, we'll set aside, May 25th, Saturday, May 25th, a Saturday night wine stream for Gina's birthday. It'd be the birthday wine stream. There you go. Gina's going to... Is it okay for me to say how old you are? You're not ashamed of it. And you shouldn't be. Is it okay if I say it out loud? But... yeah, you know, that's a thing. You really shouldn't be ashamed of your age. I dreaded. Now I'm going to be frank here. I am 60 years old. I turned 60 years old in February of this year, and it was a sobering turning point in my life. Not too sobering because I did have some wine, but it was a little sobering because it made me sit back and sort of assess my life a little bit, and where I was, where I thought I wanted to be by the time I was 60, and where I am now. And it, you know what, 60, I want to say that it was a little bit depressing turning 60 for me, but I want to say that now that I am 60, I just have to tell myself tough. I have to deal with it and do whatever I can to reach 70 and 80. I'd like to live as long as possible. And hopefully, this elixir will help, but, in moderation, of course, but, 60 is, you know, I look back and I see a lot of people who have not quite reached 60 and didn't last that long. So it does make me stop and think about my own mortality and think, well, you know what? I'm 60. How far can I go? How long can I live? I don't know. And there's so many things I haven't done yet, so many things I want to do that, and I have a bucket list of sorts. Parasailing is not one of them, and neither is hang gliding, neither is anything that involves heights is not one of them, and no, swimming across the Atlantic is not another one. So, unlike some other people that have a bucket list of doing all kinds of wild and crazy things, That's not what's on my bucket list. Mine is a little bit more mundane than that, but still, you know, I have one, and I'm just hoping that I can see 61, maybe a little bit longer than that. Anyway, I don't look 60. Thank you, Gina. I appreciate that. don't tell me I look good, don't look a day over 68, but thank you. I appreciate it. People do tell me I look kind of young for my age, in spite of the fact that I'm bald up here and I have the kind of Picard gray, Jean-Luc Picard gray hair on the side, and I'm a little bit chunky. You know what? I'm not really chunkier than he is anymore, because I've seen some pictures of him lately, and he's looking older than me, so I don't feel so bad. But he is, he's still, he still looks pretty good for his age. Let me say that. Anyway, I'm talking too much and not drinking enough. This wine stream has barely started. Anyway, a couple of other things. I do have some cheese here. This wine, this Museum Reserva, this Tempranillo, does go well with cheese. And my my lovely wife, Chi, has supplied me with some Gouda from Trader Joe's. And I can't say necessarily that Gouda would be the best choice for this wine. Maybe something a little smokier. That's just personal taste, of course. I mean, a kind of a smokier cheese might go pretty well with this Tempranillo, but that's just my taste. It might you might prefer a lighter cheese with it. Maybe Gouda's okay. She's also provided me with some turkey pepperoni. I do the turkey pepperoni, and I think it's a little bit spicy. I think it'd be fine for the Tempranillo. She's also provided me with an olive tapenade with some crackers, which I will try later. And speaking of cheese, if this goes well with cheese, it would certainly go well with cheesecake. Now, this is something that it's a special cheesecake. Chi just made this for me. She made this for all of us this evening. She baked that herself. Let me show you a shot of that, if I can pull that up. Here we go. Oh, that's the burger. You've already seen the burger. This is cheesecake. This is a raspberry, I think she said it was a raspberry cheesecake bar. But it's a little bit more than that. It's very, very decorative the way she did it. It's the raspberries on top, and I think there's some of that that's inside the cheesecake. She just made this tonight, and I'm going to try a little bit of it with the museum. Now, normally I wouldn't drink this with a dessert per se, but it's cheesecake, and I'm going to try a little bit of it just because it looks really good and it's hard to resist. And I love a good cheesecake. The side of the cheesecake, let me show you this. This is what makes it really interesting. I don't know if you can see it from here, but at the bottom, the crust of the cheesecake is Oreo cookie. And she took a big package of Oreo cookies and ground them up and made a crust with it, and then made her cheesecake off of that. I'm not really sure where she got the recipe, or if it was a recipe that she came up with, that, or maybe that she modified from an existing recipe. She does that a lot. We're going to try this. Yes. Missed that. Is Gina says, who doesn't love a good cheesecake? Yes. Yeah, I love the pun too. I like cheesecake. My wife Chi, her name is actually spelled C-H-I-E, but I'm always teasing her about cheesecake. And it is good. Mm. Mm. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. That's really, I'm going to have to finish this. and I like raspberry. And she took, she put the raspberry together. She mixed it up and removed a lot of the seeds for me because I'm not really supposed to have small seeds like that. But wow, that is good. It goes great with this. Anyway, Penny's in the chat with us. Hi, Penny. It's great to see you. Glad to see you in the chat. And I'm hoping you're doing well. Let me see if I can see a get a better. Here we go. Of all of the Nathan's in the chat. Hi, Nathan. Good to see you. And let's see if I can see all the comments. There we go. That's better. Now I can see everyone's comments. Much better. Anyway, so what I'm drinking, if you just joined us, I'm drinking tonight a Museum Reserva. This is a 2014 Brondelet Museum Reserva, and it goes for about $15 a bottle. That's what I paid for mine, $15. It's a very, very good wine. It has some notes of cherry. It has, I could definitely taste the fennel now. It's I could in the very beginning anyway. Now it's all sort of, I don't taste it quite so much now. And I think it was probably because of everything else I've been eating has sort of dulled my palate a little bit to that. But it's a very good wine. It has a very nice fragrance to it. I really enjoy it. Has good body. Has a good body. Let's see what the. In fact, I didn't check to see what the. They say their posted alcoholic content is on this. I think it's. Not sure it really says. Where does it say that? Usually they have 14.5% alcohol by volume, and. You know, as usual, it's usually a little bit higher than that. So I'd probably say there's more like about, it's more like about 18% alcohol in here. That's just me. You didn't hear that from me. But, because what do I know? I'm just drinking wine. That smells really good. I really enjoy this wine. Now, there are some wines. This is the kind of thing that if you're going to go traveling and you really want a good wine, you probably want to bring a bottle with you because chances are most, if you're traveling around, you're stopping in the hotel for a night, overnight, and you're looking for something to drink back at the hotel, it's not going to be easy to find something like this, I think, in most places. I really haven't seen... this wine anywhere except wine store so far, the one in Blakeney in the area near where I live. I do know that they sell it in a couple of places. I haven't seen it there. But, it's really funny, too, because she and I spent a night in Raleigh. We went to Raleigh for overnight for her job. And it was kind of a working trip for her, but we did get to stay, just the two of us, in the in a hotel overnight in Raleigh. And I was looking for, and you know, just out of by coincidence, there was a Total Wine down the street, but it was 30 degree weather, and we had to walk down there in 30 degree weather to get a bottle of wine. Well, as it turns out, I forgot my wine cork. Yes, Rick, the guy who's drinking wine all the time, forgot his wine cork on a trip. And that's actually happened a couple of times before. It's like wine cork. I don't know. Wine cork. What did I say? You know what I mean? The cork screw, the wine screw. I haven't had enough of this yet. Anyway, I forgot my cork screw. Let's try that again. I forgot my cork screw on this trip. So I didn't have a corkscrew to uncork a bottle of wine. So, of course, I had to go find a bottle of wine that had a screw top so I could unscrew it. Either that or buy another corkscrew, and I was too cheap for that because I already have a drawer full of them here. I was like, well, I'm just going to use it one time and throw it in the drawer. And it just seemed like such a waste. So I wanted to get some. Well, as it turned out, I didn't want to open a whole bottle of wine in the hotel room if I was the only one drinking it. She doesn't really drink wine that much. And she wasn't planning on drinking any that evening. So I was going to have to get a bottle of wine. And I didn't want to drink an entire bottle of wine that night. I was just too tired, not up to that. And so I said, well, what am I going to do? So, of course, I had to go for these. Yes, I know, Sutter Home. This is, you know, that's... Yeah, Gina says, some of the best Aussie wines have screw tops, and that's all they have there. That's true. And I have opened up some really good bottles of wine with screw tops, some of them very good. It's just that I couldn't, the thing is, I didn't want to buy a whole bottle of wine this time and not drink the whole bottle. And then we were going to leave the next day. And then, you know, you can't take an open bottle of wine traveling with you, at least not here, not around our area. So I knew I was going to have, and I didn't want to have to pour the rest of it down the drain or anything like that, or just leave it for the maid. So I had to opt for some of these, the little travel size bottles. You know, they come in a little four pack and four bottles. And of course, the only brand, there were only two brands of this that they had there. There was the Woodbridge, and I don't have anything against Woodbridge wines. I know a lot of people, a lot of my friends will drink a Woodbridge. It's a table, you know, it's a table wine, but it's not my kind of wine. I don't really care much for it, but I have had it on occasion when that Woodbridge is all that was around. Gina says, a Savoia who can't drink a whole bottle of wine. And Penny says, I thought I'd heard wrong. Yeah, I could drink a whole bottle of wine, but I wasn't up to it that night. In fact, I guess I better start working on this one, huh? I don't want to break the Savoia tradition. And it's good wine to drink. But you know what I'm talking about here. I either Woodbridge or Sutter Home. So I had to settle for the Sutter Home. And you know, friends don't let friends drink Sutter Home. Really, it's just as simple as that. Unless that's all there is. And you know what? I've been to a number of hotels where you go downstairs and, you know, they don't have a wine bar or anything like that. They just have the fridge where you can buy some little bottles, travel bottles of wine. And this, it's either Woodbridge or this, and it's usually this is all they have. So if you're going to stay in a hotel overnight and that's all you have to drink, well, it's better than nothing. So Gina said, wait a minute, let me back up here a little bit. Chi's in the chat, my lovely wife Chi, and she says, I can drink wine, but you have to make me drunk first. Yeah, and that's not easy to do when she you know, when you just give her half a glass. And Gina says, you're absolutely right. Well, Gina says, friends don't let friends drink terrible wine. Sutter Home, Woodbridge, $2 chuck. And that's true. See, the thing is, these wines right here are for drinking when there's nothing else to drink and you're in a hotel room, you're stuck in the middle of nowhere and there's nothing else for miles around and it's 11 o'clock at night and, you know, you're in a dry county or next to dry county and that's, you know, you're kind of stuck. That's what you drink if you want to drink something. It's either that or soda. And I'm not a soda drinker, really. But then there's this. And we all know what this is. Charles Shaw or $2 chuck. Yes, why do I have a bottle of $2 chuck? There's an interesting story behind that. No, I'm not going to open it. I would not debase myself to do that tonight. But I did think that it would be, I bought it as a prop. I bought it as a prop for here so I could, you know, on the show for those who join the show for the first time, they could say, what is that? And I could say, this is what you don't drink. And, you know, beware. An example of what not to drink. But it's look, it's not the worst wine in the world. I can tell you some of the worst wine. What is that? I don't remember. It's so bad. But I had that, and that was some of the nasty one. Okay, I'll take it back. Mogan David, you know, those are all jokes. Everybody knows what that is. But this is a 2016, by the way. Can you believe they aged it? So here's an example of what I was talking about before in one of the earlier wine streams. Here's a good bottle of wine, Museum Reserva. I'm going to close this up so I don't drip it. See how deep that little pit is down there in the bottom to catch the sediment down the bottom of the bottle over time as it ages in the bottle. And that's generally a sign, so I've been told, of a wine that can stay on the shelf for a long period of time, that has some longevity. Now, I wouldn't suggest keeping this for 50 years and then opening it up and then having a party. But I would say that it'll keep for a while. This has a nearly flat bottom, which means that you have to drink it fairly quickly, or it will not last long in the bottle. It will go fairly bad. Oak Tree, thank you, Penny. Oak Tree, yes, that's it. Oh, you've had it before then. You've had that before. Or have you? I've had it before. And that's what it is. Gina says, if anything is worse than Two Buck Chuck, it's Boone's Farm. Yeah, it is. Boone's Farm's like drinking cough syrup, I would say. But Two Buck Chuck is like drinking grape juice that's been in the fridge too long. And I'm sorry, I'm being cruel. I shouldn't be cruel. There was a time in my life that Penny says, unfortunately, yes, she has had the Oak Tree. So, you know, yeah. And maybe I'll get a bottle of that to put on the shelf someday, just to as a reminder of what not to drink. But this is not the worst wine in the world, trust me. But it's not great. There was a time in my life when I couldn't afford to drink wines like this. And I'm hoping that I will never see those days again, because it was a pretty rough time in my life. And this was all I could afford to buy. And you could buy a case of this, and you know, you can literally buy a case of this for about $30. So, you know, this actually, they call it Two Buck Chuck. But here in North Carolina, especially with the taxes and everything like that, it's really more like $3 Chuck. What they do is they keep it to $2.99 at the Trader Joe's here. They put it at $2.99 a bottle, so they can still call it $2 Chuck. So technically it's really $3 Chuck, but because it's $2.99, they can still call it $2 Chuck. Penny says Livingston is the worst. I have never tried Livingston. Tell me about that. I can know to avoid it. Gina says, wait, what is the wine you're drinking now? You put the bottle out, but we can't see the name. Oh, well, I thought you were there at the beginning, but if you missed the beginning, let me run through it again. And for those of you who have been there from the beginning, bear with me for just a minute. This is a Baron d'Alais Museum Reserva 2014. It's a Tempranillo. It's from Spain. And it's a really, really nice wine. I have had this wine before, but I wanted to have it again tonight because, hey, I just like this wine. Anyway, they sell it for, it's about $15 a bottle, and they put it in a box like this with six bottles. You open it up, and there's, you can see the wood there. It's a separators to be able to put in six bottles. So if you buy six bottles of this, it comes with this really nice box. And the good folks at Wine Store gave me one of these, even though I didn't buy a full six bottles the first time. They had one, and they gave it to me, and I was really grateful. I really appreciate that, Matt and the folks at Wine Store. I do appreciate that. Anyway, let's see. Close up on the label. Oh yes, here. Let me show it to you. Gina missed the label the first time. All right. Here's a close up of the front. Oh no, I'm sorry. That's the burger again. Okay, let's try that. Let's try that again. Okay, that was the burger. And this is the front. If I can pull it up. There we go. That's a photograph of the front, because if I put it too close to the camera, you're really not going to get a good shot of this. So that's a better shot from seeing it from the front. And it's a really cool wine. It's up on the internet. You can look it up, and it's available in a number of places. I have not found it anywhere else in the local area here in Charlotte other than Wine Store. In fact, I think they were kind of exclusive. I think they were carrying this exclusively in our area, and I really enjoy this wine. Really good wine. Anyway, let me see if I can get a shot of the back of it back up here. There we go. That's the back end of it. And that's what the label looks like. Were you able to get a good? Yeah, sure. No problem. And of course, I'm not going to show the burger again, but it was a really, really good burger, by the way. And it would go good with this wine. There was one other item here. What was it? Nope, I guess that was it. Okay, the thing about, what were we talking about? Talking about the two-buck chuck. The Charles Shaw wines, and they make a Cab, a Merlot, a Chardonnay. They make a red blend. I think they still make a red blend. I know because I've had them all, except the I think they made a Pinot at some point. Maybe they still do. I really only drank the reds, but yes, admittedly, I did drink them at one time. And hopefully I'm kind of past that point in my life, but I am going to keep a bottle here. So in future wine streams, we can refer to it and remind everyone the difference between a good bottle of wine and a not so good bottle of wine. Of course, then again, there's the Sutter Home, which it's a good thing this is a small bottle because that was about all I could drink. And there's something interesting, in case no one's noticed. The Charles Shaw bottle, full 750 milliliters in this bottle. But interestingly enough, it's a very, very short bottle. You ever notice that? I noticed that the second time I went in there and bought some. That was years ago. And I noticed, hey, you know what? Am I really getting 750 milliliters of wine in this bottle? And I never really tried it. One of these days I'm going to open one and try it and just see how much wine is actually in here. But if you notice, most other bottles of wine are taller, and they seem to have more wine in them. Part of that is because of the pit here in most of these bottles, which means that these bottles are meant to be put on the shelf and enjoyed in their own time. Drink no wine. Remember, Paul Masson used to say, drink no wine before it's time. This bottle is flat. So there's really no displacement of the liquid I don't want to say wine. Let's call it liquid. And because of that, this bottle is smaller, although I have always been kind of suspicious of just how much is actually in here, because I would get 3 or 4 bottles of this wine, and I would find that sometimes it's filled a little bit up here, sometimes it's filled a little down here. Sometimes I thought to myself, I don't think that's a full, and you could see it on the shelf. You could see, wait a minute, this bottle has about this much wine in it, and the next bottle has about this much wine in it. So you're still talking about a shot glass worth of wine, at least. Hey, a shot glass is a shot glass. You know what I mean? There's still some value. but there is, I think there was another bottle here that, I guess not. Well, we're going to put this away, and it'll be our reminder of what not to drink. This is a 2016 cab, by the way. And, you know what? Just for fun, let me see what they say is the alcohol content in here, if they do at all. Alcohol, 12.5% by volume. Okay, let's put that away. Enough of that. Anyway, so that right there tells you something. I don't know where I was going with that, but Penny says, just measure it now. It's a good live stream, and then we will know. You know, I could, except I don't have anything to put it in, and I'm not going to put it down my esophagus. So I'll have to wait, and you know what? We'll do that, though. I tell you what, how about next week we take that bottle, open it up, and it's only like $2, right? $2.99, $3. I think it's worth an experiment. We will take that, open up that $2 chuck, and we will just see. I'll get a beaker that's properly measured, and we'll see just how much wine is actually in that bottle. That's a very good experiment. And then I'll have Trader Joe's calling me up and say, hey, or Charles Shaw calling me up and say, hey, we're bringing our lawyers. No, I mean, yeah. Anyway, that's $2 chuck, and it's for the Sutter home. I'm keeping this around two, just because the wine's nasty, but it's a cute little bottle. And, you know, you never know. Maybe I can... No, I can't. Let's just put that away. Anyway, let me pour some more of this because we haven't had enough yet. I want to know what you're drinking. Now, are y'all drinking something? Penny, you're drinking something? Gina, do you have something? You have a glass of something there? Yeah, that's right, Gina, I missed that. Over a dozen bottles of shot glass adds up. It does. It really does. You know, you buy a case of that, which is 12 bottles, and you're missing a shot glass full. That's, I'd say that's 12 shots, right? I don't know how many 12 shots are. I've never really actually measured a shot glass. Just offhand, does anybody know how much a liquid is in a shot? Glass? I don't know. Gina says, just fill it with grape juice. No one would ever know the difference, even if they tasted it. Almost. You know, just fermented grape juice, and it's not the same thing as wine. You know, we had a discussion about that, the very first wine stream, and that had to do with what is considered wine. And I had mentioned a rice wine, and like sake, and Gina said, no, wait, that's not really wine, because the wine has to be from grapes in order for it to be called wine. And that's true. That really is true. I wasn't really disputing it then, and I'm not disputing now. I'm just saying that's what people would label it. That's what it would commonly get called, as rice wine. And they do call it rice wine, elderberry wine, the same thing that was brought up. It's not officially wine, but people sometimes it still gets labeled elderberry wine. I go down to these wine stores, not wine store, wine store, but some of the other places, like to the supermarket and other places where they sell wine, and I will see everything. There's you know, chocolate wine, which has actually it is wine with chocolate in it, supposedly. There's the elderberry wine, cherry wine, strawberry wine, you know, everything that's that they ferment, they make from fermented fruit, you know, peach wine, pear wine, apple wine. You know, you can make a fermented drink out of just about any type of fruit out there, pretty much. But they all stick wine at the term wine at the end, and technically it's not wine. It's a fermented drink, but it's not officially wine unless it's from actual grapes, grape wine. And at least that's how I was taught. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. But it's still, some of that stuff is also very, very good. If you've never had elderberry wine, and I have, and Gina has, I think Penny has, in sake, there's some really good sake out there. I love a good sake. You know, there are two or three ways to serve sake. You can either have it cold, chilled, or at room temperature, or you can have it hot. Now, if you have it hot, you sort of have to heat it. I learned this. Fortunately, it was one of the few things I didn't learn the hard way. You have to heat it a certain way. You can't just throw some sake in the microwave and say, oh, you know, I'm going to heat it up for 20 seconds or whatever and get it nice and hot. You can't do that, and I wouldn't recommend it. What you need to do is you need to actually have a pot of boiling water, and then actually they have machines at some of the restaurants where they can do this, so they can insert the sake bottle container in there, and it'll heat it up in the bottle. But basically, that's what you do. You kind of heat it up in the bottle or in a container separately, you know, usually in some water, hot water. And then when you get it up to a certain temperature, it doesn't have to be too hot, and you don't want it too hot, but you want it, you know, nice and comfortably warm, you know, and then you can pour it out and drink it. And usually if you have a good sake decanter, it will keep that sake warm for quite a while once you set it up. It's actually very good. I actually prefer it warm now. I used to drink it either at room temperature or a little bit chilled. But the first time that I had it warm, I thought, wow, you know, this is actually pretty good warm. I like that. Let's see. I'm missing comments here. Where are we going here? Gina says, yes, I have had elderberry wine. Love cold sake. Totally agree. Haha. That said, I watched a movie once that was Italian with subtitles about winemaking family, where the repeated line was, wine can also be made with grapes. Yeah, and Penny says hot sake. Excuse me, I said that wrong, didn't I? Hot sake, yum. Yeah, I was mixing my words up there. It's not sake at all. It's good. Sake is really good when it's hot. Or nice and warm. And one of the it had been a while since I had some that was warm. And Chi and I went up to last year. Penny, you know, hold on a second. I have to try some of this. Wine break. Gina and I took Tia up, our daughter Tia, up to Washington, D.C. for the weekend for an anime convention. She's into anime. And while Teal was at the show at the convention. She and I spent the day around Washington, D.C. walking around, and we stopped in towards the end of the day. We stopped in at a really at a nice Japanese restaurant. It was kind of a hole in the wall. We almost walked right by it. We thought, well, let's try it. We haven't had any Japanese food for a while. We stopped in there, and they were serving some hot sake with the food, which was really – the food was really good, by the way. And I said, you know, I haven't had any for a while. Let me go ahead and have some. And I had forgotten just how good a nice warm sake was. So when I got home, I had to go buy some and and heat it up for myself once I learned how to properly do it. Penny says, I always drink it hot, even in the summer. Tom thinks I'm nuts, but I love it. You know, has Tom ever tried it? Has he actually tried hot sake? Because don't knock it till you've tried it, Tom. I can tell you firsthand. I used to drink it. I've had a cold. I used to drink it at room temperature, and it was okay at temperature, room temperature. But the first time I tried it hot, I thought, wow, this beats drinking it any other way. And I only drink it warm now. I really do if I can. It's good stuff. Penny says makes your skin tingle. Yeah, I guess if it's hot enough, I guess it could. I didn't really so much have that effect for me. For me, it kind of had the effect of it just kind of made me feel kind of warm all over. And I don't know if that was just the alcohol content or if that was just the because sake has a fair amount of alcohol in it, or if it was the fact that it was warm or the fact that it was warm alcohol. I'm not really sure. But I think when you heat alcohol up, it probably does have an effect like that. But if you've ever had a hot buttered rum, that sort of thing, it's yeah, I guess it does kind of make you feel warm all over. I know that I've seen the movie sometimes where they'll give someone a hot alcoholic beverage if they just come in out of the rain or they're catching a cold or something, and it kind of warms them up. I don't know the medical reasoning behind it or anything like that. I just know that people have done that, and it works for them, I guess, at least in movies. And we all know that everything is true in the movies, right? Penny says, yes, he has. He is not a fan. So Tom has tried sake warm, and he does not like it. Well, but he's not a fan ever. Oh, well, in any case, Tom, here's to you. Whichever way you like to drink your sake is just fine with me. And as long as you enjoy it, that's what's important. You know, you don't have to drink it hot. You don't have to drink it cold. Just enjoy it whichever way you like it. That's what I say. And we're going to have some more of this, as a matter of fact. Okay, I normally don't drink the whole bottle, but it does look like I'm going through it, so you may see me drink the bottle yet. Anyway, there's something else I was going to share with everybody here in the wine stream this evening from earlier this week, and now I can't even remember what it was. I guess because of this wine, because it's pretty good. I am getting some culture here. Tomorrow, Tommy and I are supposed to go to a play tomorrow, and tomorrow matinee. It's part of his school. It's an assignment for school for him. But I enjoy going to a good play every now and then, and I haven't really been to too many lately. This makes my second one with him in about a month, or about 6 weeks, I guess. I'm getting a little bit of culture here. I think the last I think the last real big production that I saw was before going to see some of the ones with Tommy was Miss Saigon. I went to see it with Chi, and we had free tickets. I was working at Channel 35 at the time, and we got some free tickets. I think it was one of from one of our advertisers, and we got to go to see the play. And I have to say, it was pretty wild production. I really enjoyed that. But I haven't been to too many plays over the years, and one reason is because once the kids came along. Now I take that back. I think we went to Dinner Theater and saw one of the. I think we went to Sleuth's Mystery Theater. She and I did, and saw one of the whodunits at the Dinner Theater. But since the kids came along, once the kids come along, it's kind of all over. It's like we're date nights and such were a thing of the past, because you know the priorities change very quickly once the children arrive. So it's only recently that she and I have been able to get away a little bit, and that was kind of partly what this trip up to the overnighter up to Raleigh was, just a chance for us to get away and just have some quality time together, just hanging out and reconnecting a little bit. And it was a really, really good thing. And I really enjoyed it. I mean, we both really enjoyed it. So we're probably going to do a few more of those little trips. And I'm looking forward to that down the road. And sort of giving T and Tommy a chance to sort of feel their independence a little bit more. And I think it's a good thing. Penny says, I have to go. Great to see you. It's great to see you, Penny. Always good to see you. Give my best to Tom and Ben. And come by next week and stay a little longer next time and help me finish this bottle or next bottle, whatever. Open a bottle and drink right along with me. You and Tom both. Anyway, I missed something here in the chat here. What are we looking at here? Okay, Chi says that sake is good in getting rid of bad cholesterol. And Chi says apparently. Is it really? Did I know that? I didn't know that, right? Getting rid of bad cholesterol? Or did I tell you that so I could buy another bottle? Maybe might have been something I told you because I was going to finish the bottle. I don't know. So sake is good for getting rid of bad cholesterol. And she should know because she's a nurse. She's in the medical industry. She is a professional. So she would know this. And that's good. I should drink more sake. And I probably will after I finish this bottle of wine. And it's actually, I have, how much is left in here? Can't really tell in the lights. No, I've only had about half a bottle. Okay. I've done more talking than drinking. Anyway, the wine here tonight is actually very good. And I do highly recommend this Museum Reserva. If you can find it anywhere, I think it's well worth trying. Now, if you don't like, red cherries, if you don't like fennel too much, it might not be the wine for you, but I really enjoyed it. If you do like a Tempranillo, if you like a good Tempranillo, I think you'll like this wine. It's a pretty good wine. And next week, I think what we're going to try, in fact, I had a couple of recommendations from the ladies at the wine store, so I might pick up one of their bottles next week. But what I had planned, and no, it's not the Two Buck Chuck. What I had planned was to try, where is it? I didn't take it out of the bag. There was a, next week I would really like to open up this bottle. And I've been on a Spanish wine kick lately. This is actually another Barón de Ley, And this is also a Tempranillo, but this is something different. This is a Varietalis. This is something Rioja. And this bottle, I taste tested. I haven't opened up a full bottle, but I did get a taste test, a taste of this wine when I went there this past Thursday. This really caught me because it's a very, it was, well, I'll bring that up next week. Let me just say this was very different from what I was expecting, what I was used to. And strangely enough, I took the taste and I rather liked it. I thought it was pretty interesting. So we're going to open up this. This is a 2015, by the way. So we're going to open that up next week, unless I find something better, or unless you can suggest something else that I have not tried, never tried. I love to try wines that I've never tried before. I try to keep it in the the $8 to $20 range. I don't like to pay too much for the wines, especially if it's wine I've never tasted. If it's wine I've never had before, not, yeah, I'll buy a $20 or $30 bottle of wine. And I went through this last, wine stream. You know, if it's a wine that I really, really like, I will spend the money. But if it's something I've never tried before, you know, I like to keep it not too expensive. So if it turns out I don't like it, I haven't invested too much in the wine. But if you have a suggestion for a wine that I've never tried and you think would be a good wine for me to check out and review, send it to me. Email me. You can email me at rick@savoiamedia.com. That's rick@savoiamedia.com. And I'll be happy to check it out, try it if it's available in my area. Now, you know, all wines are not available in all areas. It depends on distributors and whatever regions they're covering and that sort of thing. And if it's a wine that that may be available in your area, may not be available in my area. So, and if it's available to purchase online, I might try that. But that's not always the case either. So send me your suggestion, and if I can find it, if I can get a hold of it, I'll be happy to try it out. Anyway, we're getting on towards midnight here. I still have some wine to drink. And I don't think I'm going to finish this bottle tonight. For one thing, I like this wine. I like to savor it, so it's not one I just want to chug down. This is one of those wines you drink around the fireplace, a good fire, and have with some cheese and a couple of snacks, and you can just sit back and enjoy it, and just talk as we've been doing tonight. This is a good wine for that. And I think we'll try this one. Unless you send me your suggestions, send it to me, and I will be willing to try a different bottle. But if we don't get any suggestions, then I'll open up this one, and we'll try that one next week, and see how that tastes. I'll just say, as a teaser, this is a very different, very interesting wine. Something that I'm not... that I haven't really been used to drink, even though it is a Tempranillo. It's not typically. It's a little different. I don't want to spoil it. Anyway, I think that'll do it for this evening. I think you all had enough of me for one. Gina says, "Nice work, Rick. We'll check that one out, and I hope to see you there next week. I hope to see every. Whoops. I hope to see everybody there next week." And leave your comments. Tell me what you think of the wine stream. Any suggestions on what we could do with the wine stream? We can have a lot of fun with this. We could take it in all kinds of different directions. There were some things that I've wanted to try, but I was trying to still been sort of playing this straight as a sort of experiment with this. But I've been getting some good comments on it, and people seem to like watching it. And I'm going to keep doing it as long as, as long as there's wine to drink and I'm here to drink it, I guess we'll keep doing this for a while. And there are plenty of wines to check out. Anyway, I hope everybody enjoyed it. And I'm going to finish the cheesecake, which is really good. And I will finish this glass and cap this bottle. And see you all next time. Anyway, everybody have a great evening. It was great to see you all this evening. And join me again next week. And open up a bottle and drink with Rick. Good night, everybody.